Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fillion from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. With the dust barely settled on a 3 weeks gospel invasion in South Africa's third biggest township, Motherwell, Gqeberha, local pastors are taking the baton from Christ for All Nations, which led the evangelism initiative. Apostle Zola Moses, leader of the Motherwell Ministers Fraternal, said he believes that God sent the evangelism campaign to help them pursue their own plans to tackle spiritual issues that are fanning kidnappings, crime, and social evils in the area amidst the rapid growth of informal settlements. During the campaign, the Gospel Invasion team and local supporters did 77 school visits in Motherwell and within a 2 hours radius, where they reached 44,530 scholars and recorded 31,171 salvations. During a four-day crusade in the heart of the township, several thousand people heard the gospel, hundreds came to Christ, and 19 people were baptized. 21 evangelists from all over South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Germany joined the campaign. CFAN School of Evangelism graduate David Rapunga said that from the start it was apparent that the harvest is ripe in Motherwell, and that the local church should continue to evangelize and disciple after the campaign. He thanked the SA Police Services for their wholehearted support. Police members attended crusade events, and Nelson Mandela Bay District Commissioner Major General Vuyisile Ngata responded to an altar call for prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, said David. A video of that was circulated amongst the SAPS groups, so for the people under him to see that is really inspiring, and we hope that it will influence others to make a decision for Jesus. He expressed thanks for the involvement of Motherwell pastors who were on board from day one, undergoing discipleship training to support new believers and partnering with the campaign in different ways. Apostle Zola Moses told Gateway News that about a week before the start of the gospel invasion, local pastors blew shofars in the four corners of Motherwell to start taking spiritual ground. He said physical and spiritual conditions in the township were aggravating poverty, crime and violence, and many other social ills. With the municipality failing to assist with development and solutions, it was up to the church to become the vehicle for change and healing. He said they plan to take down ungodly altars that have been erected in the four corners of Motherwell and to replace them with altars to the glory of God. He said Word of Faith Church in Gqeberha is sponsoring 4 6-meter crosses that will be raised in the four corners of Motherwell at a special event on the 5th of October. He said they have other plans, including holding a number of smaller crusades. Pastor Richard Crompton of Word of Faith Church said it is clear God himself is putting together something in Motherwell, including his church's growing partnership with the church leaders in the township. He said he is hopeful that the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber will partner with the Motherwell Ministers Fraternal in tackling problems there. Jane Lowe, who heads up an ongoing Christ for All Nations thrust in the Eastern Cape, said Motherwell pastors had supported the gospel invasion significantly. A number of them attended evangelism training a week after the campaign, and some will be going to a CFAN fire camp in Bloemfontein in October. We must not underestimate that we have established a network in the ministers' fraternity that is really on fire for the city, she said. It's the well where God's glory is going to just sprout out and cover the city, and we also know it's a seed towards not just the Eastern Cape, but also for the rest of our country and even in Africa. It's a place where I believe a big revival is busy happening. In international news, we report on an initiative by President Donald Trump to safeguard the right of students to pray in public schools, promising updated federal guidance through the Department of Education in the coming weeks. Speaking at the Museum of the Bible on Monday, Trump described the move as a response to what he called grave threats to religious liberty in America's classrooms. "We are bringing back prayer into our schools," he said. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again.